This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Relief from the resolution of the debt crisis didn't last long. Congress has finished its game of chicken over raising the federal debt ceiling, but the battle shook world markets and grim economic reports keep coming in. NPR's Tom Gjelten reports on the challenges ahead.
Over the last several weeks, Washington has been so focused on the wrangling over the debt ceiling that other economic issues went largely unheeded. Turns out the U.S. economy this year hasn't been performing nearly as well as we thought it was. The GDP barely grew in the first two quarters. Manufacturing is in worse shape than we realized. U.S. consumers actually cut their spending last month for the first time in nearly 2 years. When President Obama emerged from the White House yesterday to comment on the approval of a new debt ceiling, his message was essentially, don't get your hopes up, the economy is wounded.
Pretty likely that the uncertainty surrounding the raising of the debt ceiling for both businesses and consumers has been unsettling and just one more impediment to the full recovery that we need.
In fact, even as the president was speaking, Wall Street was tanking. So were markets in Europe, which is struggling with a huge debt crisis of its own. Little wonder no one wants to buy stocks, says Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff.
When everyone sees that global growth is slowing down, it's not just the U.S. We're also seeing China and Europe slowing down. They go, oh no, it's going to be harder than ever to dig our way out of this mess.
Just last year, prospects seemed brighter. After the financial crisis, the global economy rebounded. But that growth has now stalled in ways that remind us how the global economy is interwoven. China, for example, has been booming in part because of demand for its products in the U.S. and Europe. But Kenneth Rogoff points out that with U.S. and European consumers and businesses cutting back on their spending, even China gets hurt.
Although it's still growing, China's not collapsing at all, it's notably slowing, and it's being affected by the rest of the world. And all of these things connect. So we're seeing all the major regions of the world slow down, and it's not clear where growth is going to come from in the coming quarters.
Rogoff, the co-author of a book on the history of financial crises, points out that a slowdown like this is typical after a big financial crisis. In working so hard to get banks to lend again and consumers and businesses to spend again, governments drive themselves deep into debt. Cornell University economist Ishwar Prasad points out that government debt has become a burden for all the big Western economies.
And the high levels of government debt that exist in virtually every advanced economy are going to be a real drag on their growth.
Instead of promoting economic activity, those governments have to focus on financing their debt. Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, they're all having trouble getting banks to loan them what they need. And that prospect has investors here worried as well with regard to the U.S. future. It adds up to economic trouble for much of the developed world, and also to some realignments. The new economies, the emerging market countries, are in relatively better shape. Those that export to the advanced countries are affected by some of their export markets drying up. But Prasad points out that consumers in those countries, China, for example, are making up some of the difference. Plus, Prasad says, many of these new economies got their own budget deficits under control years ago, leaving them freer now to do more stimulus spending.
Most of the emerging markets have a lot more space in terms of their policies to prime the pump a little bit if needed to stoke their economies.
So the global economic landscape is shifting, and not in ways that benefit the U.S. or Europe. Economists say the powerhouses of the past could struggle for years to return to the prosperity they knew previously, even as new economies rise up to challenge them. Tom Gjelten, NPR News, Washington.